Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
To Below Deck, and this episode is called There's Plenty of Jake to Go Around.
Oh,
Poodle, how often have you heard that?
You know, there's not enough of me to go around. That's the thing. People are always asking for it.
Boy.
And sometimes, and I'm not as young as I used to be.
You can have my serving.
I've been doling it out for a long time now.
You have.
Established 1950.
Did you just call yourself
over
old?
Over 100,000 served.
You paused because you did. You're like one of those, what are those things they used to have? They just went out of business. I saw them just talk about it on CBS this morning because I'm probably the youngest person.
Because you're 95.
Watching. God, I love that
CBS
show.
CBS this morning? What?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember when that was hosted by Charles Carrault.
It is. Yeah. And now it's...
And he talked like this.
Yes. Now it's, I forgot, Jane Goodall. Not Goodall. Jane, not Lynch. Someone named Jane.
Wow.
It's good, though. But anyway, what are those things where you could go, you go up to a window and there's all like the little food in the windows and you would pull out your thing and get the food like in the 50s or 60s?
We don't do that anymore.
That's what you are.
Oh, I wish.
You're just open a cabinet and you get a little bit of poodle. He's just sitting in there going, like a cat.
Or someone opens the door and like, no, not you.
You jump on him anyway.
No, but that guy behind you.
Also, y'all, this is Below Dick. Below Dick.
Dick.
When does this episode drop?
Wednesday.
Y'all, hey. Go to the Linktree link because tickets are on sale now for
officially 8 more cities, and they are. I'm going to rattle them off.
Let's see if you remember
new cities
we're going to be there.
We've already had. Okay, let me try it. We've already had We already had Chicago, ding. New York, ding. Then we have LA,
ding.
In February, then the rest are in March, and those are. Oh God, this is what I'm going to fuck it up.
I'm not going to remember them all either.
I don't know in the orders, but
that's first.
Portland. Portland's first.
Oh, Portland's first, yes.
Portland's first.
Then
Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Then I believe it is Boston?
I feel like it is Boston.
Boston in April. Then Philadelphia. Then Nashville?
No, this part I remember. It's D.C.
D.C.
Because then we have a little bit of break, and then the next city we go to after D.C. is...
Atlanta. And then Nashville. Atlanta's the only date we're waiting on confirmation for right now. Maybe we've already had it as of now.
Yeah.
So we're recording this a little
early. You want to go to the Linktree link. If you're part of the Patreon or the Supercast, you're going to be able to get
you're going to get those links anyway.
Links today on Wednesday, and you can do the pre-sale. For the rest of you that want to wait, those tickets should be on sale on Friday.
Yes.
Also, as we go through, y'all,
but the link tree is on our Insta,
which is true. We're still getting some link of some questions to ask, and we'll still reply to those for now. But however, kind of going forward, it's really sweet. We get a lot of messages from people that buy tickets to a live show, and they're like, "Hey, I can't go now. I really want to give this to a sissy." Da da da. The problem is we're getting so many of those, y'all. It makes
and
us,
we can't do anything about it.
We can't do anything about it because we don't own the venue. We don't work there.
Right.
It's not like a Piano Cat show where it's in Poodle's living room, then Poodle's bathroom.
And I'm not...
Then it's bedroom.
I'm not the person handling the tickets or admittings.
Yeah, and don't ask what happens on the late, late show when it's in the kitchen. All I'm saying is we can't do shit about that.
Even in the late, late, late show in the alley.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, the whole neighborhood's invited.
And only three people show up. You know what? Three's a crowd. So
three people and an old dog.
Anyway, we really appreciate it. It's really sweet. If you're in the Sissy Squad and you want to post in the Sissy Squad and you work it out between yourselves, that's fine. Different venues have some you can return, some you can't.
Right.
It's a whole venue thing. So, and wherever you purchased your tickets in the email, there should be a link.
Right.
And if not, you'll need to contact the ticket venue.
Either the venue or the third party they use, like Ticketmaster, Live Nation.
Poodle has not fucked someone yet at Ticketmaster.
No,
so we don't have
access. They're all terrible trolls. I will never do that.
Ticketmaster sissies, we love you.
I'm sorry. They're the devil.
They are. That's a whole other story for another day. But anyway,
no.
I just want to say that we really appreciate the messages. It's very sweet, but we can't. It's just too much.
So you need to contact either the venue or figure out where you bought that, and you can either get a refund. And we can't. A lot of times, you cannot gift your ticket to someone because it has your name on it, and that can't be changed.
Yes. So we know it's a shit show.
Sometimes you can transfer a ticket, but I think they have to be like someone you know or something.
And if it makes you feel better, y'all, I get PTSD from it because I've been having to fucking deal with the Dodger tickets and the Clipper tickets for 18 years and transferring and retransferring and teaching attorneys.
His cubicle warrior job.
Yes, and teaching attorneys how to do fucking ticket app technology. Please don't traumatize me anymore. I can't.
Wow. So it's all about you.
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of all about you, Poodle, I'm going to jump into my first little tea.
Sure.
But go to our Linktree link for that, y'all. Poodle, what was your reaction when Jake wanted to remind everybody, yeah, I'm straight, but I've kissed many, many guys.
Many boys. I went to a place of what I could do with him. Like where could I test? Where did his limits lie?
Hey, maybe reach out to him. Maybe we'll do like a live show and somewhere and he'll show up.
Fucker would do?
He'd make
that
out with you.
That fucker would make out with me on stage.
Oh,
because
he would.
That's the thing.
And I would leave the stage because I would have to vomit just watching you kiss someone. But
you've seen me kiss someone before.
I know, I have. Y'all, it's not. If Poodle was a movie star, they go, "All right, Miss Boudreaux, we just want to do a soft, subtle, romantic kiss." Okay.
No,
action.
My leg is already around them. I've already got one leg around their back.
He's not even kidding, y'all. I don't know how Poodle moves his legs when he makes out with people standing up, but believe me, I've seen it.
I'm already in their arms halfway through.
It's like if they made another Kiss of the Spider Woman, or the Spider Poodle.
The Spider Woman!
Kiss of the Spider Poodle.
Come to me. Well, you are.
I don't know anything about that show.
Oh,
is it good?
It's great.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, Kenner Nib.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I would see that then for sure.
Some beautiful music. It was revived not too long
was
ago.
Was it like Brooke Shields?
Vanessa Williams was in it.
Oh, Vanessa Williams.
Yeah. It's due for another revival. It's got some themes you'd have to change. You have to alter some of the themes, but it's a great show.
Well, maybe they need a gender bend it now, like Company, and you could star in it.
As the Spider Woman?
Yes.
Chita Rivera's shoes were a little big to fill. And also, usually it's a dance role.
Oh, you can't do it. You're out.
They did take a lot of the dancing out for Vanessa Williams, but she did still move a little bit.
Yeah.
But I could be one of the men. One of the men wears like almost clothes like a woman. So I could definitely do that.
Yeah. All right.
And he's in there with Valentine. And they're both political prisoners.
Were Kander and Ebb gay?
I'm certain that Fred Ebb was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone screaming.
John Kander, I think, was too.
Talk about people on the ship. So that's my first one, is Poodle being quite aroused. But y'all, because, I mean, really what I want to talk about is that Fraser.
Thank you.
Is going into this, like, really, y'all, the reason why he's doing, I think, a lot of, again, I still think they both remember what they did. I don't think they were that drunk. But, y'all, it's kind of like.
That was hot. If you don't watch the show, y'all, you can probably find a clip of it. It was hot.
It was hot. But there's also, when you're gay, and if you make out with somebody and you're not, if you don't know for sure if they're out or gay, you kind of ask in your head, like, because.
It's a boundary issue, too. It's a boundary issue. You like, violate someone's boundaries.
Like, did you violate their, are they going to, this had to be, I remember doing something with a kid in middle school, and I thought it was all fine. And then the next day, I tried to talk to him. He didn't talk to me. He never talked to me again.
Oh my God.
So it's like
middle school?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Just old fashioned.
What's
a risky
in middle school?
Seventh grade. Who hasn't given a hand job in seventh grade?
Not me to another boy.
Well, you know, it was the middle of a thunderstorm in a treehouse. Shit happens.
Wow.
It was kind of romantic when I think about it.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Anyway.
So that's the version of Stand By Me you didn't see.
True.
That was a deleted scene from Stand By Me. When Sean Astin gives Corey Feldman a hand job and he never talks to him again. Oh well.
Oh,
memories.
Boy. Memories.
Childhood. Yeah. It's pretty fucked up.
All right.
It's a weird way to go there.
What's your first one, Poods?
My first teabag has to do with two things, really.
Yes.
Basically, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but I really need to say this. They're talking about Fraser is on the laundry this time.
Yes.
And Jess is on service. What is it about the laundry room that makes people talk to themselves and drives people insane?
I mean,
like, is it because there's no one there and it's just silence that you feel like you're in a padded cell?
Possibly.
Because everyone's talking to themselves.
They do talk to themselves.
Maybe because there's no one else around.
I think it's very isolating, yes.
Yeah.
And you just kind of hear, like, the hum of things. Yeah. And also, I bet it's the dryer's in there, so unless it's vented well, I'm
but
sure
even
it's
Fraser
hot.
Is like, oh, my God, what? I'm talking to myself. Oh, my God, I'm crazy. I'm talking to myself.
Well, yeah, he's talking to himself, and also he's telling everyone about what a better job he's doing than Jessica.
Of course.
But it does make you talk to yourself. Now, and Heather, this is going off one of my points, is that, y'all, before Heather said, she tells Fraser, she says, I'm going to put Jess down. Move Jess up to service.
Jess down.
We're going to put Jess down. And Jess would probably go, okay. But they're going to move her
Can
up to service.
Can she just go already?
I know. They're going to move her up to
Good
service.
Good Lord.
And they're going to move Fraser down the laundry room. The thing that I don't know, what do you think of, is that, like, excuse me, I got joked.
Well, stop talking.
Is Heather doing a disservice or service to her crew by almost feeling like she's including Fraser on her managerial decisions? Because the way she talks to him almost is like,
well,
it's not like she's saying, hey, I'm going to do this. This is what's going to happen. It's more like, this is what I'm going to do. And then she explains why she wants to do it instead of talking to both of them individually?
Well, here's the problem. When you are a chief stew, you are kind of isolated. Mm-hmm. You do need... Now, in the past... In the past, we have had chief stews who have talked to their second stews and said, here's what I'm going to do, mm-hmm. Because there's been a certain camaraderie, and they sometimes wind up mean girls, especially to the third stew. That's a thing that happens.
And which Jess is starting to feel.
Yes. And that never really happened. You did not really get to see that last season because Lexi was second stew.
Oh, okay.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So, but when you saw it, I shouldn't say Lexi was second stew, but she was the one who was on service. But you saw her talk to Courtney the same way. So you saw Katie talk to Courtney the same way.
Yes, but that was so extreme,
right?
Because Lexi had Satan inside of
right.
her.
Right. But it is a common thing. It is. I think it would be very.
Does it work? Or does it usually backfire with mean girling?
It's not going to
mean people.
It's not going to. Well, the thing is, it's a very, very specific dynamic because you've got three people, and one is the boss, but you're actually kind of sharing duties
because there's not that many people.
But at the same time, yacht work is hard. So you have to vent to someone.
Yeah, you have to vent to someone.
So, and she does. She kind of has that with Rachel. But no one else. And you have to have that. So it happens. It just, I don't think there's any way for it not to happen.
All right. That was just my question.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's fair. And ideally, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, all right. You know. What's your next one?
This is very brief, but it made me chuckle. I love when they're taking out provisions and Jake just looks at Fraser and says, oh, this is zero calorie soda. You probably drink that, don't you? Just like what? Gay people drink Diet Coke? I just thought it's a weird thing to say. Or is he meaning, I don't get that.
Maybe he's thin?
Maybe. Like if he said it because he was American.
He's a snippy little bitch.
Because I know Americans drink so many sodas. Yeah.
I think it's because Jake drinks beer. You know, or something like that.
He just drinks fucking mead. he drinks it, and it kind of falls down his mustache and his chin, and then it drips on his chest and then kind of
goes down. That tattoo of a sword.
Sword, and then as you're sucking his dick, and you're just slopping on it like a summer sausage at the 4th of July picnic.
That's vivid.
You taste a little bit of beer.
You know, I didn't think that was going to be hot. But it kind of went there at the end, and I kind of had a sense memory. This is the end of the innocence. I think that song was playing. Bruce Hornsby in the rain.
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry,
you can't move on from after that.
No, I'm like, do I taste beer? I taste dick and beer.
Not a bad.
Wow.
Make that candle. What's your next one, Poodle?
Dick and beer.
Dick and beer.
I want to talk about Raina and Wes's discussion about being black in America versus being black, growing up black in the islands.
Yeah.
Even though he said, I went to high school in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, but I never experienced that. Now, she grew up in Minneapolis,
woo,
which is very different.
Yeah.
Hence George Floyd, as she just said.
She pointed out. Because Wes said what where he grew up was 85% black.
Yeah. So it just tells you, growing up black, even if you're in the islands, it's not a monolith for what your experiences are going to have.
Yeah, he said he just didn't grow up with all of that. I can't even imagine. When they were talking about it, it kind of went, wow, you just kind of, our country is so steeped in racism.
Right.
You just kind of assume, obviously it is everywhere, but you kind of assume everyone's dealing with it just as much or more. But anyway, I love that conversation. I didn't love it. It was just informative. I hate that Raina had gone through so much.
Right. I just think it's interesting to see. It's interesting to see a different message than we normally do.
Yeah.
From two people of color.
Yeah.
And he said, I've never experienced it, and I can't wrap my head around it.
As we've said, y'all, travel, travel, travel.
But he had traveled.
No, but I mean, that's why. He seemed, to our listeners, like, get out there and travel. It really expands your worldview.
Oh, it's you're just, saying he learned that so because he was around other people. I see.
So travel.
And she said something that was she said, you know, people actually beat me up in an elevator.
Ugh.
And she said, that's why I've decided not to have kids.
That broke my heart when she said that. And you know what? I have heard other people, I've heard other black people say the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like really question should that again, as Ellie said on the 90 Day Fiance about a different thing on the tell all, but no one should ever have to ask themselves that question. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Horrible.
I just thought it was you get a conversation that like that on an episode which not a lot is happening.
Meanwhile, Jessica is bored that she has to do laundry.
Why is she here?
It really is just
her attitude is shit. I said this before, you guys. Usually these people are gone by episode 6 or 7. I still the only reason she's here is she hasn't been an absolute problem.
Well, I wonder too. They haven't talked about it, but they're probably still dealing with the ramifications of COVID.
Oh,
so it's
certainly
not as if they can just have people jump on.
Certainly
into the crew.
Certainly,
certainly,
certainly. But it's kind of like.
But like, here's my deal with her. She asked to be in fucking laundry. Like, are we missing an edit? Now, do I think Fraser is mean girling her a little? I do. And I think he's out for blood with her at this point. And so, but I don't see what Heather is doing horrible to her.
No, especially because she's her superior. Again, and she does have a way of, the fact that Jess can't take criticism. And when she does do it, she's like, okay, I'll do it.
Or,
yeah. And I think one of the reasons why we don't get a lot of footage of Jess is I think it's all the same note.
Because it's just so boring.
I think it's her just being an Eeyore the entire time. And everyone on Interiors is tired of it.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
Frasier's fed up.
For sure.
With it.
Because this work is already hard enough.
I just said Frasier. Frasier.
Eh, who cares? And I, he's still hot. You don't need to know his name to fuck him.
He's getting hotter
he's
to
getting
me.
He's getting more and more
especially
attractive.
That he's not had that mud face.
Yeah, his in the moments take me out of it. Like, I think he's hot on the boat.
Yeah.
And then they show his testimony, and I'm like, who did you piss off?
I still think he did it himself.
I think he probably did it himself, too. Fraser, if you need help with makeup at home, contact me. I used to be a makeup artist. I will help you.
Y'all, the charter guest.
I'll get you a base and everything.
The charter guest, and that's all I'll say, just so we can say it. He is a beer distributor, and he is a breast cancer survivor. One of the, I want to say, is it 10% breast cancer?
Yeah, men get breast cancer.
For men. And he wants to have a boob party. And because he's celebrating and his breast cancer survivor. And one thing Captain Lee says, the water toys are out all the time. The slide's out. And I'm like, oh, God, here's a fucking slide. Y'all, the slide is drama every season.
Every season. I already know that. And I'm only 2 seasons in. We fought about it last season, too.
And anyway, so they're going to be there early and have everything out. So it basically needs to start at 10 a.m. And I will say,
Captain Lee's idea. Which is for the guests, that's a better idea.
Yeah, I agree.
Why would you want to come on a boat and then wait for everybody? When Poodle shows up at a party, he wants his toys immediately. And you know what? So do I.
I got to have something to play with.
I love a good toy.
Got to have something to do with my hands.
What am I going to do while you're heating up the appetizers from Trader Joe's?
Got to have a fidget spinner.
Yeah.
Don't put that in your butt.
Yeah, what am I going to do before you give me one of those little quiches?
I love those. And I'm a basic bitch for saying it, but I adore them. And if you don't, you're lying to yourself.
They're pretty good. If you don't live in a town where there's a Trader Joe's and you haven't been to a party where someone serves those little quiches.
No, you can get them at Costco.
Oh, you can get it at Costco?
Yeah.
Then you need more of a social life.
Yeah. Oh, they're so good. Give me a mini quiche.
Give me a mini quiche.
What's your next one?
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. The toys. Oh, okay. I remember. So, Fraser is he says, you know, the whole thing. Let's talk about this a little bit again. He strips the laundry room of all its sins. That's happening. Meanwhile, there's kind of like what I wanted to point out. My note is there's starting to be infighting between the subgroups. I said the word sub to you, and that took you to a place. But meaning where, so y'all, this is happening, but then also.
Yes, sir.
But then we're having kind of Jake and Eddie on this team, and now Raina and Wes.
Yeah.
It's this weird, but basically, Jake and Heather both do the same thing as far as the leadership, is they just say, well, we got to work quicker. And maybe right. That's just the way boat life is, and I'm not used to that. And I've lived in, I don't know, LA and had too much therapy, but I just am like,
you don't question orders.
You don't question, but also they don't necessarily give practical solutions. Where Jake is like, we got to work quicker, and y'all, Raina just fucking walks out. Right when she is horrible, and we're gonna get to her later, but she has no business being on a boat. She needs to choose a different career.
She needs to, she either, and I don't think she'd even be a good leader either.
No, but by the way, the reason she got into this, we missed the Wes and Raina. Did she say she watched boating in like an Alaska show on TV and decided to get into it? I think she did,
yeah.
I don't think she is realistic at all. I think Raina lives in Raina world. She really, as Danielle would say, frustrates me.
It frustrates me. And I think we see that near the end. We'll just jump toward this where Wes tries to give her a note. And or just a correction. Jake, I'm sorry. Jake tries to give her a note and she just is not even having it. And she just mouths off.
What does she say? I wrote it down.
I don't know why anyone
she's like, if you don't get your complaining ass away from me. And I went, you don't say that.
He's your superior.
You do not say that. If Captain Lee knew she was saying stuff like that. And like, if he doesn't know, or if he watches the season and then sees that, he's not going to be happy at the reunion.
No, I still think there might be a situation where she gets kicked off the boat.
Well, there's other reasons I think she might get kicked off too. We'll talk about that later on the, but yeah, it's, and the thing is, it's not like Jake is even... yes, he's not giving her the thing that I think that Jake maybe needs to focus on is he's saying, you know, just work quicker, just do this. But then he doesn't investigate or give any concrete tools. Maybe that's not the way ships work. They say just
no.
It, get it done, and it's your job to figure it
regardless,
out.
Regardless, you take the order and you go, sure.
Yes.
And maybe
then you either follow up to get information or you just do it.
Right. You ask follow up questions. Mm-hmm. Instead of, and Wes did that a little bit.
Yes.
But it's the idea of, has Raina never worked under people before?
I don't know. That's when I'm like, I have to remember at the beginning, but this is not her first fucking charter.
No.
But she acts like.
She is the most inexperienced though.
But she does act like she's been able to do whatever the hell she's wanted to do on a boat.
Yeah, it's not good.
Anyway.
I want to talk about the primary guest here.
Yes, but before you do that, we should take a break.
Okay.
All right, y'all. See you in a second. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more
complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
We're back. I need to talk about that's also the boat siren.
That's the train. Yeah. Oh no, we should have done. Yes, exactly.
Oh, that boat smells good.
Oh, look, this one's called Flag Man Protecting Train Rear. I can do this for when you're about to get fucked. Who knew you'd learn train signals on our podcast? I love this. I'm going to have to pull up a train whistle legend.
Get I'm going to have
details.
To hide that thing. So anyway, the primary, y'all, two things. This is the most American fucking thing you've ever heard, because this is such an American thing to say.
It is.
You must work hard. You must do this. You know, got chemo, didn't miss a day of work. What does that do?
You know what it does, and I can speak for this from experience.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's such an American male thing.
I think it is, but it's also maybe this
like
is
you didn't let it get you down.
I don't know if it's just maybe it is that for him. I know that it's for my like father.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like because he was off chemo for a while and now he's back on it again and he's right. trying to get his mobility back. I just talked to him on the way here and I said, "Well, how are you feeling?" He's like, "Well." Well, I was doing around the field, but now I'm tired again because the chemo kicked in. So it's you just the I think what and what my father I know misses is just doing the autonomy to do what he wants to
right.
do, and that was taken away from him. Now he's had different issues because he's had mobility issues.
Right.
But I think I do agree with you though. I do think America. I'm not disagreeing. America has a problem with people taking time to heal.
And you're, and also
has a huge problem.
And also
with
your identity being part of your work. Because yeah. in America, like the first thing you'll do, you guys, is ask, what do you do when you meet someone?
Yes.
What do you do?
Yes.
People
are better about it in LA, but if you go to the East Coast in New York.
Yeah.
It's the first thing people ask.
But I think even in the middle of the country, what do you
no,
do?
Even here yeah. in LA, but when you get around like creative types that we know people,
oh, yeah, no one,
people don't ask that.
Because you're afraid of you're afraid to hear the answer.
Yeah, you know, you're afraid to hear.
I work in crystals and auras.
Or you know the other person doesn't really want to say, you know, well, I work at, you know, the old tavern and I'm a waiter. Not
yeah.
that there's anything wrong
no.
with that, but they don't want to be a waiter. They
yeah.
want to be
well, that's
a producer.
The thing. Everyone, all jobs in Los Angeles are transitory.
Yes, or they were like someone on Cirque du Soleil, and then they hurt their knee, and now they're
right.
now they're working in an office doing the books.
Or
whatever.
They do five different jobs.
Yes, so it's yeah. like, I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, that's like when people ask me what I did before kind of the pandemic, I said, I'm a musician. And they're like, what? And then people would always say, well, what else? I'm like, no, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway I do think that's part of like, yes.
I also need to say that.
You don't give that to rest.
He and Heather handled this so well. He's like, also some Heinz 57 for my steak.
Okay. That was one of my notes. When he said he wanted Heinz 57.
If y'all are asking for steak sauce at a restaurant, know that everyone's laughing at you. The chef has
not where I'm from. Everybody did,
but the chef has prepared that. I should say this at a nice restaurant.
Oh yeah,
the chef has
I
prepared
think, yeah,
that.
Yeah, because at Town and Country, they had it just already on the table for you.
The A1 was already
oh,
there.
Oh yes.
It's just not what you did.
Oh yeah,
like if you're going to order steak at a restaurant, and they will bring you the steak sauce, but everyone does it with an eye roll.
Yeah.
It's not what you do. It's just, if I'm
I feel like I see that way less and less and less at
oh, yeah.
restaurants.
If you're at my house and I serve steak and you ask for A1 or Heinz 57, I will take your plate into the kitchen and I will promptly open the trash and throw your steak in there. And I'm like, there, I did you a favor.
I won't do that, but
you can eat it out of the trash because it'll taste better in the trash with some newspaper on it than ruined by a steak sauce you'd put on it. Now, I don't mind steak sauce, the taste of it, but I've seasoned. I have told you how I want you to eat this.
I don't mind if you order a steak and you ask for the Heim 57 for your fries.
That's completely different.
That's completely different, but it's on the... Yeah, I agree with you on the meat, yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do it, y'all.
I had it marked. Don't do it. I literally just put Heim 57, ... take it,
he's
poodle.
He's just...
Well, their whole menu...
They're simple
their whole
flavors.
Menu, like, and he said, oh, this is a meat potatoes kind of crew, and this is actually one of my notes.
I like that Rachel did it.
I was going to say, well, what Rachel's doing on this charter...
Can you imagine if Matthew had done this?
I know. Is Rachel's really fucking smart about this?
Yeah.
Is that she's making... Just basic American meat potatoes food. But she's making high food. She's doing it in interesting ways. She's serving it in cute ways. So it's still an experience.
Yeah.
She's such a great chef.
She is.
I love her. She sings a little titty song this episode. I love her.
What's your next one?
That was my next one. Was Rachel how I literally.
Oh, titty song.
The food was how Rachel is preparing the food and has done such a great job with it. That's a smart chef, y'all.
I only had one other thing that I wanted to talk about.
Ina Garten says presentation is quite important.
Sorry. Thank you. It's your time. I'm sorry. I talked. You already said what you wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go next.
Uh-huh.
I wrote down the fact Raina. And when anyone's having a bad day, Raina's always going to be on their side against everybody else.
Dude.
She's the worst person to have on a ship, y'all.
I said it before. She is a shit starter. Stirrer or a starter. That's what I was combined, but she's both. And she's two-faced.
Yeah.
Because she immediately, Jess is venting to her all about this, and actually she calls
and she told
Heather
Fraser about
a two-faced bitch.
Yeah.
So she not only, it's, y'all, you can sympathize without agreeing.
Yeah, agree.
It takes
you say,
a little.
I'm sorry for that.
You're like, oh, that sucks.
But you don't have to act like you've got everyone's back on the ship, and then you turn around and someone that's what you get. You wind up being called two-faced.
I think I would not be surprised if she sticks around. Yes, because she goes to Fraser the next day, and she was like, "Yeah, Jess was saying all this kind of stuff," and Fraser said, "Well, maybe it's because she wasn't doing her job. What do you think?" And Raina goes, "I don't know." I was like, you know, you fucking have an opinion on this. You're just being two-faced.
Yeah.
I think it's going to get around it. I think Raina and Heather are going to go at it.
Possibly.
And Raina's going to try to come at
Heather. They are like oil and water. And they could not be more different.
Heather is going to take her down.
Yeah.
And then probably feel really horrible about it. I think that's the moment where we see Heather crying. I bet you that's what it's about.
Possibly. Or when she tries to make Jess leave again. Do you
or
think
maybe
Jess,
she? Oh, what if she fucks Jake? Because next episode we see them flirting together.
I don't
together.
Know if she would.
Because she has a boyfriend. So what if she fucks Jake on the charter, and then she realizes everybody's going to see it on TV? Oh my God!
Rarely does the Chief Stew do that during the season. I don't think we've had many do that.
It would be a first
because that's a big authority position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Meanwhile, Jess, you know, Jess and Wes kind of have this conversation, and she's kind of like, Jess is saying, like, you know, I just, you know, she texts and someone to text and says, I hate this right now because I
hate everybody. I like don't like anyone on this boat.
And I went,
why are you here?
People are being terrible to you. Like, they all seem to be like there's no Lexis on this ship. Like, they all seem to be pretty easy to get along with.
Let me tell you what Jess is. And this is a meme. She's a girl who's not like other girls.
Oh,
and she's used to being this kind of quirky weirdo. And guess what, y'all? No one really cares on the boat.
No, no one cares.
There's not a... She hasn't...
But she says, but I don't need to fit in anywhere. I can be a party of one.
No, you not when you're on a team.
Y'all, if Poodle went on a boat and said he's an Enneagram 4, they would say he's an Enneagram fuck off. They wouldn't give a shit.
Well, when I'm in a position like that, I do my work.
But no, I mean, say, I'm not there to dig at you. I'm saying that's the difference of, and this is a problem with Raina too. Yes, everybody has their identity. Right. Everybody's special. Everybody's unique. But when you're working in a group like this.
No, I agree.
You get the job done.
Do you have another one? I have one other thing.
I had the Heather and Jess conversation.
Oh, yeah. When so she says.
Heather and Jess had this conversation.
This is training day is over.
I thought what everything Heather said was right on. She said, training day is over. She said, look. She said, all eyes are on you right now. And Jess says, well, it's kind of confusing because everybody's giving me compliment. And Heather says, we were trying to do that to pump you up and get you excited about being here. But it's coming to the point where this is going to be we don't have anything else. This is the last start. And that's when she said, training day is over.
And she goes very sullen. Ugh.
And
she needs to go.
And then Jess actually, or Heather actually gives her, and maybe they do give them criticism, like actual things to do, and they just edit it out.
Yeah.
Because Heather did say, it's things like we can't have hair in the sink in the master bedroom.
No, that was there. Yeah, she did say that.
So she actually gave her some things of what she needs to do.
She's just, 100%, she's not really good at her job. She's not motivated. That's the biggest thing. She's not motivated to do.
That was right before
to do
she goes
good
to,
service.
She's not, and that was right before she goes back and Raina says she can suck my non-existent dick.
Yeah, she's just not motivated.
No, she's not motivated at all.
I want to say one last thing about Captain Lee and Eddie when Eddie kind of loses his shit with the slide. And he in front of guests.
Y'all, so yeah, they're losing it. Meanwhile, when that fight Poodle was talking about earlier with you we're talking about two different things. Talk about it, Captain.
But no, I agree with that fight that Jake is having with Raina in front of guests.
The crew is hearing.
So the guests are hearing even
when
worse.
You see Eddie come down there and he's just making dad face like when you messed up.
But Captain Lee goes to Eddie and says, what happened down there, it happened. You need to calm down. There are guests here. You can't freak out like that. That's not being a leader.
This was fantastic leadership.
And y'all, take a note, Captain Sandy, that you don't do that in front of... She probably wouldn't do it in front of guests, but you don't do that in any way.
No.
Yeah.
But the way... That was... He's a great captain.
That's all I got.
Oh, it was really hot when he was pumping iron at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, more of that, please. And that's all I got to y'all. That's the show. You can go to realitygaze.com to our website. Remember, you can go to our Linktree link. It's in the show notes. It's on our Instagram. I think it's on the website, too.
Should be.
Click on all that, and you'll see all of our shows.
It will be on Wednesday.
There'll be all individual links. You can click on that link, order your tickets. Remember, once we sell out, we sell out. We're not going to be able to open up anymore. Once we sell out of the VIPs, those could very well sell out by Friday on some of these events. So some of you that are, I'm just saying, some of you that are not Patreons or Supercast sissies, you might not be able to buy VIPs at some of the events on Friday. Yeah. So, and that's just all it is.
We'll catch you next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we'll get you next time. So, because we'll be going around in your city or country or your bathroom alley sometime soon. All right. Until then, y'all, we'll see you next time. But until then,
we are Anchors of Gay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.